The Bert Show.
Producer Carl here. He's feeling very protective of his family. Protective of his family. Maybe overly protective.
Yeah, always. And you know, me and Michelle, my wife, we were having some pillow talk the other night. And she asked me, you know, baby, you know, what's one of your fears? You know, and I couldn't think of anything, right? So I came up, it hit me. I think one of my fears is not being able to provide for my family. Because I'm always working. I gotta go.
I think that's a dude thing. I don't think that's a Carl thing. I think that's a dude thing right there,
And the thing is, it kind of affects the judgment sometimes. My family, they're on the road right now. They're out of town. So I'm at home by myself right now. And the whole plan was for us all to go. But just maybe about 2 weeks ago, we went over the bills and everything. And everything just started coming together. And I just made a cold turkey decision. I'm not going.
It's just to save some cash.
Exactly.
It helps you on two levels then, because you're not on vacation spending more money and then you're here earning money. Is that it?
Because I'm the one who spends the money. Michelle, she's real good with saving.
Really?
I go through it.
Let's go out to dinner again tonight.
Oh, yeah. I'll ball out of control. And the thing is, like, I'll spend the money. And another thing is, I'm in sales. So while I'm away, then I don't get that opportunity. Right, so I can't make that opportunity up. So it's just got me all stressed out. Like, man, I don't want to go. It's going to be easier for us to stack our cash if I don't go, first of all, because I spend all the dough. Mm-hmm. And if I stay here to kind of make, you know, to still make the money. So,
and I know how competitive like you are. Like, you're thinking while you're away that there's some other salesperson getting commission that you should be getting.
Definitely.
You know, there's some young buck looking at you right now just waiting for you to leave so he can sit in your seat with his feet on your desk.
And he probably was plotting. He looks, because on my calendar at work, I write down the days that I'm off. So I'll write off July 2nd through the 2nd or through the 4th or whatever it is. And I know this guy's walking by looking at the calendars, okay? Because, I mean, that's what they do in sales. This is real competitive in sales. So I decided to cold turkey, nah, baby, I'm not going. And I think, you know, it's kind of falls my judgment a little bit, because I know I should be there with my family because they're on the road by themselves and all that stuff, but I just couldn't do it financially.
See, you know? I'll tell you what's going to happen here, because this happened to me a couple of months ago, because I'll take a solo trip by myself every year just to get away from everybody and everything. No friends, no family, and I'll just skip town for a week, right? Mm-hmm. So this last one I did when I was in Costa Rica, the family at the same time went up to Pennsylvania, because the kids, they want to be around snow. You know, want what they can't have, right?
And you went to Costa Rica? Yeah. They were in Pennsylvania, and you chose Costa Rica.
I know. It's hard to believe, right? Well, looking back at it, I actually made the wrong decision, because every time I would call them from Costa Rica, they were telling me about all this great time they were having together. The kids were on sleds, and they just loved the snow. And all I could think while I was down in Costa Rica was that I was missing all of these memories. Even though I hate the snow, I hate the cold, what I should have done is just sucked it up and gone there and forgotten about my own vacation, because now they have those memories that are just for them. Just they have it, and I missed out on that.
And these are those important years where those memories are like developed and everything. So I feel where you're coming from.
I'm just now observing. I'm thinking about how men and women really aren't that different. It's just like with women, I think the pressure of working and being a mother is external as well as internal, where other people are judging them for working and being away from their children. And I think men have this pressure to always be working and always making the money and stuff. But it seems like there is this mental struggle with both men and women on balancing work and home.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, always.
And really, like a couple of years ago, we decided we were going to go out of town. My whole thought process was, nah, baby, let's stay. Let's save some money right now. Shell was like, no, this is family. We only get to enjoy family one time. Let's do it. Forget about the money. And I said, okay. And I went. But when we got back, it was such a financial strain. I was just strapped, you know. And Shell was like, don't worry about it. It'll be okay. But in my mind, I'm like, yeah, cool. It's going to be okay. But I'm hustling in my mind. I don't even sleep.
That's the way women process things, though. When they look at the credit card bill every month, they're like, okay, well, if we pay $200 every month, you know, for the next 6 months, and it'll be all paid off. Where guys look at it, and it drives me nuts to know that it's there. Like, even if I have a plan to pay so much money every month, and I know how much it's going to take to pay it off and everything, the fact that it's there, I want it paid off next time.
Right. It's not all women because when you said that, it's like I'm the one that is more financially conservative than my girlfriend Katie Jo. I know that shocks everybody.
Financially, did you hear that? Hear how she spun that? I'm financially conservative.
Financially conservative. Yes, that means cheap. Yes.
If you listen, if this studio is silent, you can hear the Abe Lincolns and the pennies in Melissa's pocket screaming for air because she doesn't take them out.
That is true. But yeah, Katie's always the one that says, "Oh, you know, it's going to be fine. It'll work out. Everything works out. And I'm the one that's like, oh my God, it doesn't work out unless I do it. Right. So I can see where you're all stressed out about it.
Sure. Now, Carl, on a side note here, totally separate subject, Jeff and I need to come clean with you on something.
What's that?
How long have we been working with each other now?
Oh, no.
Is it three years?
It's going on three now.
3 years now. Yeah. We've all been working with each other. We've gone out. We've gone to basketball games together. You and Jeff have gone, hung out, BET Awards together. Three years now, right?
Hung out real tough. Almost like best partners type tough.
Do you have any idea where this is going?
No idea. I just know we hung out real tough, though. Like a real, real tight type tough.
He doesn't know where it's going, but he knows how to make us feel worse.
We already feel bad, right? Because you were on with us, I think it was yesterday, and you were talking about your family reunion, right?
Uh-huh.
And the name of your last name is what?
It's Hemphill.
Hemphill.
Hemp
for
on the hill.
3 years now.
Don't say it.
Jeff and I have been mispronouncing, and we thought your last name was something else. We thought it was Hemp Hill.
Ham?
Hemp. Like H-E-M-P, hemp. Like Hemp Hill.
Right.
So you started saying your last name during the show yesterday,
and
Jeff
said,
and I looked at each other like, why is he mispronouncing his name?
Like, I was like, wait a minute. And then I was trying to say, maybe he's talking about
his wife's
family name or something. But then Wendy pointed out, in a moment of brilliance, Wendy pointed out that your last name has the P and the H.
The PH sounds.
Which Bert and I separated as Hemp
Hill.
But when
you got it right,
your family
got it
says,
right, Carl.
Some girl.
No, Carl, me
it's
Carl.
Hemp Phil.
It's Hemphil.
Right. Hemphill.
Hemphill.
Now, don't get me wrong. Hemphill, I sometimes say that just for the lack of confusion.
So people spell it right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Hemphill.
Because that's a place that I would go to vacation.
Hemp on the hill.
Hemphill.
That's funny. You know, listen, it's funny. Every time I tell people my name, my last name, they'll say, what? Hemp? Then I'll say, no, it's Hemp on the Hill. Oh, okay. So I know who I'm talking to.
If my family, if I have to make that decision again, if the family is going to the snow and I have a chance to go to Hemp Hill by myself, I'm probably going to Hemp Hill.
Honey, I'm taking my vacation with you.
Your first name is Carl, though, right?
Yes. Yeah,
all right, good.
See, money.
Hey, The Bert Show.